This is chapel for February 20th, 1962. Dr. Gene Owens is bringing our message.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. It would be unnecessary and overly pious for the preacher to remonstrate on man's flight into God's heaven. But it would not be overly pious for us to give thanks to God for our being and our doing, and to pray that all those who serve him faithfully may be made aware of his presence wherever they are. Let us pray. Almighty God, everlasting Father, we praise thee for thy great works to the sons of men from the beginnings of time even unto now. We give thee thanks for our preparation and for the ministries which have been committed unto us. May each man be faithful in his being and his doing. And may each man be consciously aware of thy grace being worked out in his own life. Deliver us from the feeling of mere preparation to the feeling of service. And grant, O God, that our acts may be relevant and our witness may be dynamic. At this moment, be with him who represents us all. And may our patriotic pride be couched within the context of thy living grace. But for his life, we thank thee and pray for the members of his family. And help us, O God, to submit all our lives under the leadership of thy Spirit. For we pray in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, who has become our Savior and who has made himself our Lord. Amen. I call to your attention the word of God which is recorded in the book of Isaiah, but which, if we allow it, may become his living word to us today. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who has marked off the heavens with a span? Who has enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or as his counselor has instructed him? Whom did he consult for his enlightenment, and who taught him the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the isles like fine dust. All of Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. To whom will you then liken God, or what likeness compare with him? The idol? A workman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and casts for it silver chains. He who is impoverished chooses for an offering wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman to set him up an image that will not move. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in. He brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely are they sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows upon them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, because he is strong in power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and why do you speak, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May we pray. To thee, O God, we commit our lives. We place in thy hands our hopes, our aspirations, our ambitions, and the mission of thy church. Without thee, we are nothing. But with thee, we can do all things. And now may the love of God, our Father, shown to us in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior, be made effective in our lives through His presence and His Holy Spirit.